Good evening.
Well, good evening. This is Precious, Precious Jewel, your motivator, your friend from Facebook, and I am so happy that you have decided to spend the next 30 minutes with me as I inspire you to live your best life. So we only have 30 minutes, so I want to go ahead and get started. I'm going to give you a quick introduction about who I am and what it is that I am trying to accomplish. And so, as you know, I am on Facebook, and I generally send out videos how to encourage yourself and propel yourself for the journey ahead. And I use my life experiences that I have had in order to accomplish that task. And so I am an open book, and I am the author of Pulling Back the Covers. I'm coming up on a year of it being published. I'm still proud of the work that I've done in that book, so it's Pulling Back the Covers. And I want to thank you all for supporting me for over the past year. And the likes, the comments, the support, and I really do appreciate you guys. You all give me the fire to keep moving forward. And as I speak into your lives, I hope that what I'm speaking is true and it is helping you on your personal journey. So I like myself as the life coach and a business coach, and I'm trying to lead spiritual sessions that that teaches us a greater love for ourselves. So about 6 months ago, I had started a series of Acknowledge Me, Hear My Voice. I don't know if you all remember that, but I had started those. And so it's still in my spirit to keep those coming forward because I believe the lessons, some of the personal lessons that I had learned over a span of time, I believe those experiences helped me be a better person, be a better individual for self. And so I wanted to kind of reach back out to you all, restart the Acknowledge Me, Hear My Voice series. And this subtitle is, write this down, is Self-Love Turns to Self-Discovery. And that's self-love turns into self-discovery. These series really help you move towards your purpose. And my hope is that I can help you move forward on your journey of healing and your purpose. So kind of looking off some notes here. I don't know, sometimes as I speak live, I get nervous, but I know that is not of God. So self-discovery leads into self-love. I've been working on this project all day today, so I'm excited about what it is that God has put into me and that I can share with my listeners. So to begin, I would like to start off in prayer. I would like to acknowledge God because without God, we continue to fall flat on our face and we continue to make messes out of our lives. And so I have to acknowledge God and His will in my life. So I would like to start out in a prayer, and it will be brief, but I think it is needed. Dear Lord, I just thank you for the listeners on this call tonight, God, and thank you for the moment of fellowship that we have together. And God, I just ask that you use my voice as an instrument to my listeners to inspire and encourage and uplift the human soul, God. There's so many reasons why we may be on this call, God, but we know that you are in control of everything that we may go through. And so, Lord, I just ask that you use my life, my voice, my work as an instrument to help others. In the name of Jesus, I do pray. Amen. Okay, so let's dive into it. I hope you all have pen and paper because I have many tidbits of information that I'm going to share with you guys. And I think that these tips that I will share with you all can be applied directly to your life, and you can begin to start taking action. This is going to be a free life coaching service that I am offering just to start the Acknowledge Me, Hear My Voice series again, and to help you all on this journey. So I want to kind of start by talking to you about some of the past experiences that I have to encounter. And as I do these on a weekly basis, I plan on doing the calls on a weekly basis. As I do these on a weekly basis, I'm going to really kind of reveal some of the things that I had to struggle with, and in order to get you to see the full picture of some of the things that I would like for you to start applying to some of your goals. The first thing is that in 2014, so this is a very recent experience, in 2014, I had begun to lose things that were very important to my foundation. I began to lose relationships. I began to lose material things. I began to lose my foundation. So when you start to lose foundation, you start to worry. You start to have some depression, and you start to have some concern about how it is or what are you going to do to get back on your feet once you start losing your foundation, the things that you have built and worked for and sweated over, and you all of a sudden start to lose some of those things. I don't know if you ever been there, but for me, I could have lost my mind. And so coming to grips with those type of things is very disheartening. It's to see you to see yourself one spot and then to see yourself in a loss, in a tragedy. And so that's why I had found myself in 2014. I was busy. It's like, okay, well, Precious, how did you let that happen? What happened to you? You begin to lose everything. Well, the thing for me was it took me a while because I was busy, and this is important, what I'm about to say. I was busy doing other things. I was involved in everything possible, but I wasn't focused on one thing. So being involved in everything possible, and it may be situations, it may be relationships, it may be business, career, trying to build a career. But if it's everything and it doesn't really have a focus, then honestly you can begin to lose everything because you don't have a handle on one specific thing that you're working on. And so some of my notes just says that I was involved in everything possible. You could count on me to get it done. I had the leadership mentality, and the more I had put on my plate, the more was on my mind. And there was no particular end in sight. And so I thought I had a firm foundation, but when I started to lose everything, my foundation was crumbling. So that's important. You have to be involved. You don't need to be involved in everything, but you could be focused on one thing. And we'll talk more about being. But I was proving that I could do it. I was I was trying to prove to myself and to others that I could handle it. In a nutshell, I was actually people-pleasing. I was people-pleasing the wrong thing. And so I began to lose everything. Things began to crash. And remember, this is 2014. And I really didn't know if I was coming or going. And as I sat in a panic mode, I began to feel helpless and have self-loathing and self-pity, which got me nowhere. But then I began to put things into perspective, and I said, you know what, life is hard. Life is not just like a little bit hard. Life is extremely hard. And I was in over my head, but the truth of the matter is life had been hard before, but I had not taken note that life had been hard before, and I had been here before where life was hard. In my childhood, life was terribly hard, and I had been there before, but I'd never decided to take note on how exactly I was supposed to get out of this hardship that I had created for myself, because life was just a complete mess. And I hope you all can relate to what I'm saying. If life has ever, you feel like, where do I begin and where do I end? That's the type of thought process I had at the moment. And so when your life is hard and life is messy and you really don't know the solution on how to get out, there's some key steps that I did that I'm going to share with you here in a minute if you hang on to the call, what you could do to make things a little bit easier on your life. So essentially, I dropped the ball. I wasn't taking care of my own business. My focus was off. And I realized that I had in some a huge amount of mess. I realized that I was the problem. It was me that needed the repair. And I couldn't solve my problem, and no one else could, because it was within me that I had to fix my own problems. So I began to reflect, and I began to take some action. So reflect and take action. It was about the time I had made up my mind to start my own needed repair. I needed repair. Like, my life was falling apart. My foundation had crumbled. So, and I was blind on how I got there. I was not conscious on how it was that I got in the spot that I was in. I was actually being ping-ponged by life situations. I remember ping-pong when we were kids. I was the ball, and I was being ping-ponged by life situations. And then, so you may ask, how does all of that, what I just told you, how does all of that relate to self-love? Well, I had no self-love because I had no boundaries, and I was chasing after the wrong things. Instead of chasing after my God-given gifted talents, I was chasing after the wrong things. I was chasing after the man. I was chasing after the mighty dollar. I was not chasing after my purpose and my dreams. So when things started to crumble, it left me broken. And now I need more repair. So, and I realized that I needed repair because, you know, when you're down and out, you're at the bottom, and all you can do is cry and pray. And that's where I was. I just could cry and pray But as I cried and prayed, I realized that the brokenness, the pain, the challenges that I had to face were because of a self-deficiency of self-love. And as I began to reflect, I had to decide on what was my truth? What is my truth and what is my purpose? And so I asked God two questions, and I want you to write this down. The two questions were, who am I? God, who am I? Who did you design me to be? And what do you want me to do with what you have taught me? What do you want me to do? What do you need out of me in order for me to fulfill my true purpose? And I begin to acknowledge, and all of this thing started to take time, but I began to acknowledge his truth for my life. So with all that being said, I had my foundation crumbled, and I wasn't taking care of my business. So ask yourself, can at any point in time, if something happened, am I taking care of my business, and is my foundation on solid ground? So I have some tips that I want to give you, and I hope you write these down. It's about 10 tips, and it should take us through the rest of the call. But when you find yourself in a situation where life has beat you up, I like to use those terms, life is beating me up. The first thing I would suggest is spend time alone. Reflecting on goals. If I would not have had any goals whatsoever, then I would probably be in a worse situation. We have to have short and long term goals. That's number one. And then number two is you need to begin to set boundaries on the relationships that you are included in, whether it be business relationships, personal relationships, church relationships. You need to really set those boundaries on the relationships that you are in. Number three, you need to be mindful of the time being spent on activities that doesn't create an atmosphere for self-love and self-appreciation. That's very important. Our time spent on activities that doesn't create self-love or self-appreciation. Number four, you need to create time to seek God for his truth. Create time to seek God for his truth. Number five is falling in love with yourself and knowing the intrinsic value within. What is your intrinsic value? What is your value? What is your God-given talent and gifts that you bring to the universe? And number six, listen to the small guiding voice. Yes. If I would not have listened to some of my small guiding voices on what was I going to do next, and saturate myself in prayer, I'm not sure that I will be able to stand here and talk to you guys today, because I got saturated myself in prayer and with God, and I listened to that small voice. So listen to your small voice. Your small voice is there to guide you. And then I have made some other tips for you guys. So find yourself. When you are going through and life is bringing you many, many storms, find yourself. in the storm. So you may have some much-needed repairs. So, you know, after a storm, your life is needs repair. There's some damage done to your life. And so when you find yourself and you acknowledge that you need some repairs, and then you start to love yourself anyway. And these are just bonuses that I'm giving you that I was so excited to speak to you guys. I'm like, there's so much more I want to say. So zoom in. Oh, I think I had mentioned that in my own situation, I had suffered all of these losses, and I was doing a lot of things, but I wasn't focused. And so this next point I put out there is you need to focus, whether it be on your relationships, whether it be on your ability to say no and move forward, and then you should disconnect from the source of pain. What is causing you the source of pain? It's not helping your life, but it's causing you pain. And then I also mentioned to get real with yourself. A lot of times people will try to be real with you, but the best thing we can do is try to be real with ourselves and with God. And also I put a side note to know what your needs, wants, and desires are. But you can only get that is if you are real with yourself and real with what it is that you need. One of my favorites that I do, and I sometimes tell you that I do on Facebook, is I self-talk. I have a lot of positivity, and I become my best cheerleader on my worst days. That's so important, is that when you're going through the storm and things seem a little bit dark, the best thing you can do is not entertain the negativity that's going on in your mind and begin to talk positivity so that you can at least hear one positive thing on the journey, and it be from yourself, and then you're your best cheerleader. My favorite thing out of all things that I've listed, and some of the things that I just do, is I pray, I meditate, and I take action. I pray, I meditate, and I take action no matter what things are looking like in my area. And I do those things that I just shared with you. Through those things, I became more involved with what was going on with me internally. I stopped the busyness. I stopped the extra activities, and I focused my focus in on self-love, which helps me become self-discovery and on my purpose that that will lead to fulfillment. And then I ask myself those two questions: who am I? And God, what do you want me to do? So 2014, there was a lot of emotional drain, a lot of pain, a lot of losses. And quite frankly, it was a complete mess. But the things that I have talked to you about tonight, I applied them to my own life. I was able to get my dream job, and then I was able to complete my own project, and then I was able to make a move. A big mood, because every day, day in and out, I would focus on my purpose, my journey, And I applied some of the, all of those tips that I gave you. And as you, and I'm going to go ahead and start to end, we have about 5 minutes, but as you begin to apply those things to yourself, then you're able to appreciate yourself, you're able to find your voice, and you're able to break your silence about what may be happening in any given situation. And as you start to weed out what is not assisting you in your growth, you're able to focus in on exactly what your purpose is, your wants, your desires, and your needs. So I really want to thank you for listening in to my series, Acknowledge Me, Hear My Voice. Self-love turns into self-discovery. I hope from the bottom of my heart that you will turn around and use some of those steps and start reflecting. Are you living out your best life? Are you living out your best life? If you want to talk to me private, you can send me an email at consultpnr, that's consultpnr @gmail.com. I'm always on Facebook, so please feel free to inbox me and send me a message. Let me know some feedback, which feedback is great. And just know that I am praying for you. I appreciate you, and I thank you for listening to the call. If you have questions, please inbox me on Facebook or send me an email, consultpnr @gmail.com. If you have not read my book, Pulling Back the Covers, I think you should read that, and I think that's a good way to kind of get to know some of the challenges that I had to overcome in the past and kind of give you a perspective of where I came from and where I am now, and it is there to be an inspiration. And if you know anyone who could use the coaching series, Acknowledge Me, Hear My Voice, please tag me, and I will get with them on a one-on-one basis, and we can talk about moving forward. But other than that, I hope you enjoy your Sunday evening, and I hope that you have a prosperous week, and I'm thinking about you throughout this so much. Love you, and take it easy. Bye.